USA News, I'm Dave Collins. The Coast Guard is now assisting in the manhunt for a suspected mass shooter in Maine. NBC News reporting the Coast Guard has deployed sea and air assets to help look for 40-year-old Robert Card. 18 people were killed, 13 others injured in the town of Lewiston after a shooter opened fire inside a bowling alley and a bar last night. An arrest warrant has been issued for Card, with officials saying he should be considered armed and dangerous. The Army confirmed Card is enlisted in the U.S. Army Reserve. Residents in the area have been asked to continue to shelter in place as the manhunt for Card continues. The former off-duty Alaska Airlines pilot accused of trying to shut down the engines on a plane has been charged in federal court. Joseph Emerson is charged with interference with a flight crew. Fellow pilot Sean Callahan at NRI Flying Club in East Bay adds Emerson's actions were out of character.
He was exemplary. There was no question. Professional, safe, that was Joe Emerson. I mean, I'm sure his career as a pilot is over. He needs help, and I hope he gets it.
Emerson was a chief flight instructor and former safety officer for the club. Emerson's wife said Thursday she knew he was struggling with depression, but claims he never would have knowingly done any of that. That is not the man that I married. Families of hostages held by Hamas have gathered on Capitol Hill.
Ruby Chen, a native of New York City, urged lawmakers to do everything in their power to secure the release of his 19-year-old son and the other 200 hostages.
We live in this bizarre universe of not knowing if our loved one is alive, dead, being taken care of, what did he eat, where did he sleep.
Chen's son was taken captive by Hamas during their deadly ambush on October 7th. He serves as a soldier in the Israel Defense Forces. Congressman Steny Hoyer of Maryland assured the families that Congress is dedicated to bringing the hostages back home.
That's John Schaefer reporting. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
The United Auto Workers Union is celebrating a tentative deal reached with Ford. This development could mark the potential end of the strike affecting Detroit's major automakers, which has gone on since September. The tentative agreement with Ford will need ratification from UAW members. Meanwhile, negotiations continue with GM and Stellantis as workers continue their strike. Lewiston, Maine residents remain in lockdown as authorities search for a suspect mass shooter. Senator August King calls it a dark day in Maine after the shooting that killed 18 and injured 13.
It's just been awful. We've got schools closed, colleges locked down, and the manhunt has expanded.
Despite high gun ownership, Maine has low gun crime rates. The shooting took place in a Lewiston bowling alley and bar. The suspect, 40-year-old Robert Card, is at large and considered armed and dangerous. More people are looking for work. The Labor Department says unemployment insurance claims for the week ending October 21st are up 10,000 to 210,000. That's slightly higher than expected. A recent survey by the nonprofit Institute at the University of San Diego reveals that two-thirds of San Diegans feel compelled to leave the city due to its high cost of living. The respondents express growing concerns about issues like housing. This data follows a study by U.S. News and World Report, which ranks San Diego as the most expensive place to reside in the United States. Dave Collins, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.